trustworthy ideas. Let's talk should about the biggest conversation made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
In our headlines, President Zero replies PDP mockery over President Buhari's visit to Lagos. AUPC begins process of national convention, set up subcommittee on budgeting. INEC says it requires 305 billion naira to conduct 2023 elections. WHO wants some holiday events cancelled over Omicron fears. Stay tuned for details of these stories and more.
About the biggest conversation made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Health is a priceless asset. Maintain high personal and environmental hygiene. Good morning, Abuja. I am Bivan Magoni with the news in detail. Presidency on Monday frowned at attempts by the opposition People's Democratic Party, PDP, to underestimate President Muhammadu Buhari's recent visit to Lagos State for cheap political goals. The senior special assistant of media and publicity to President Buhari, Garba Shehu, also condemned the recruitment of some religious leaders by the PDP to tarnish the good image of the president over the visit. In a statement issued in Abuja, Shehu highlighted the significance of the president's visit to Lagos State. Shehu added that while in Lagos State, the president also graced the launch of an autobiography by B.C. Okonde, pioneer fourth republic governor of Osun State. He described Okonde as a leader who played a crucial role in keeping democratic opposition to military rule alive. The presidential aide noted also that the PDP did not criticize the president for boosting the country's seaborne defense capacity, but instead only managed to make the attack personal. In the meantime, the leadership of the All Progressives Congress has commenced process of its national convention, as it says on Monday. As it on Monday set up a subcommittee on budgeting, as well as put in place relevant structures for successful conduct of the exercise scheduled for February 2022. The National Secretary, APC Caretaker, and Extraordinary Convention Planning Committee (CECPC) Senator John Panadu Edehe made this known when he addressed newsmen at the end of the committee's closed-door meeting at the party's national secretariat on Monday in Abuja. The national secretary said the decision was part of resolutions reached at the meeting, which revealed the party's activities over the past 1 year and deliberated on various national and party matters. Meanwhile, the national chairman of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Senator Iyocha Ayu, has cautioned party members not to work against the party, saying whoever does that will face the consequences. Senator Ayu said that this at the Party National Working Committee reconciliation meeting with the party stakeholders from Ekiti State on Monday in Abuja. He said the PDP had been losing elections because party leaders and followers had been fighting one another, adding that such a situation must stop. The national chairman said the NWC at its first meeting resolved to reconcile members of state chapters having inter-issues in order to have a united and formidable force to go into any election, including the forthcoming presidential election and other national elections in 2023. Ayu said the reconciliation process of the NWC started with Ekiti State and would be extended to other states, as the PDP believes there was a need for dialogue with critical stakeholders to win elections. In a related development, the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, will require 305 billion naira to conduct the 2023 general elections. Chairman of the Commission, Professor Mahmood Yakubu, made the declaration when he appeared before Senate Committee on Appropriation on Monday. Professor Yakubu told the lawmakers that the amount will enable INEC purchase all the election materials needed and also cover several by-elections across the country. The INEC boss, however, stated that the commission has already received 100 billion naira out of the required amount for the elections.
So we submit our proposals to the National Assembly through the executive. And we made a submission for the sum of 305 billion for the 2023 general election. It's a very comprehensive 22-page document with 260 budget lines.
Chairman of the Senate Committee on Appropriation, Jibrin Barrow, had disclosed that the 2022 budget will be laid, debated, and passed today at the National Assembly in Abuja. In education, the Academic Staff Union of Universities has postponed its decision to go on strike. The union, in a statement issued at its National Executive Council meeting held at the University of Abuja, however, noted that consultations are still ongoing. President of ASU, Professor Emmanuel Sodeke, said members regretted that the federal government had turned its back on the plan to set up an interministerial committee to review the draft renegotiated 2009 agreement. He, however, vowed to continue fighting for the welfare of lecturers. ASU reiterated that the federal government had failed to address all the issues raised in the 2009 agreement. Earlier, ASU had announced plans to embark on a strike over the federal government's failure to meet its demands. And as the world prepares for the 2021 Christmas and New Year festivities, Nigerians have been urged to provide the necessary support that will improve the standard of education in the country. Founder of the Matthew Foundation's Mercy Matthew made the request in Abuja while distributing some uniforms and school shoes to students of Gwarinpa Junior Secondary School. He said the gesture, which was done in collaboration with the Kaide Makia Arimoro Foundation, aims to support the students and encourage them to stay in school. She therefore urged more Nigerians to help improve the quality of education in the country. The head teacher of the school, Aisha Muhammad, said the gesture will serve as an incentive for the students to take their studies seriously.
Just as if she knows what we are passing through. There are some children that have the uniform, but the uniform tore, and we cannot send them back. It's the education that we want them to get. On Monday, I was not feeling fine. When I heard about it, I said, oh, I'm okay now. This gift that she gave us, it's only God that will pay her back. For those children that don't have, she said she's still coming back. We are starting for those that don't have, so that if they are resuming second time, they will resume fully with their uniform and standards.
About the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
And now the business news.
Bringing our time to 8 minutes past seven and to the rest of the news. The Nigeria Electricity Regulatory Commission has put the number of unmetered power users across the country at about 6.3 million, despite the mass deployment of meters by the federal government. In its just released second quarter 2021 report, the commission declined the huge metering gap in Nigeria, describing it as a key challenge in the power sector. This came despite the federal government's recent announcement that it had deployed about 1 million meters to power users nationwide. An analysis of the NERC's latest second quarter 2021 report on Monday, however, showed that only a little above 40% of power users in Nigeria had been metered, meaning that the rest customers will be receiving estimated bills.
And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
The World Health Organization has urged people to cancel some of their holiday plans to protect public health as Omicron variant spreads globally. WHO head Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said an event cancelled is better than a live cancelled, adding that difficult decisions must be made. He said in some cases that will mean cancelling or delaying events. His comments came as health experts declared that Omicron is now the dominant variant in the U.S. Dr. Tedros added that there was now evidence that the variant is spreading significantly faster than Delta.
all of us are sick of this pandemic. All of us want to spend time with friends and family. All of us want to get back to normal. The fastest way to do this is for all of us, leaders and individuals, to make the difficult decisions that must be made to protect ourselves and others. An event cancelled is better than a life cancelled. It's better to cancel now and celebrate later than to celebrate now and grieve later.
A number of countries, including France and Germany, have tightened COVID restrictions and imposed travel curbs to try to halt the spread of the new variant. The Netherlands has introduced a strict lockdown over the Christmas period.
Take it away with the entertainment news.
Big Brother Niger's Shine Your Eye winner, Hazel Oyeze, popularly known as White Money, has been made an honorary member of the Liberian Senate. The new senator took to his official Facebook page to announce the good news as he also shared the video of his confinement. The reality TV star was also assigned an official government vehicle as part of his appointment benefits.
And now, update on the sports news.
The Niger Football Federation is set for a windfall of $19 million every 4 years from FIFA if the biennial World Cup plan sees the light of the day. The world body on Monday held a virtual global summit to discuss its highly controversial plans to stage the World Cup every 2 years instead of the current four-year cycle as part of a new international match calendar for the period beyond 2024. FIFA, at a meeting, vowed to hand over an extra $19 million every 4 years to each of its 211 member federations if it succeeded in its attempt to hold the World Cup every 2 years. Its economic arguments have not previously been explicitly stated, but FIFA will hope the numbers can at least persuade smaller nations to get behind the plans. If the World Cup is held every 2 years, an independent report by market researchers at Nielsen estimated that approximately $4.4 billion of additional revenues will be generated over 4 years. And now, to end the news and a look at our top stories, presidency replies to PDP mockery over President Buhari's visit to Lagos State. APC begins process of national convention, sets up subcommittee and budgeting. INEC says it requires 305 billion naira to conduct 2023 elections. WHO warns some holiday events cancelled over Omicron fears. And that's the news on 95.1 Nigerian Voice, edited by Abayomi Akimbola. Don't forget, you can always send us eyewitness report as news breaks in your area. Send your information to 090-8885-1885. Follow us on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Abuja, Facebook at Nigeria Info Abuja, or visit our website www.nigeriainfo.fm or visit Google Play Store for our mobile app. My name is Bivan Magoni. Good morning and thank you for staying with us.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on the Nigeria Info
95.1 Abuja.
In the comfort of your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities. Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D. Amele.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on the Nigeria Info
95.1 Abuja.
And we're back to the
the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Live on 95.1 with Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.
Let's keep talking. It's 7:15 a.m. Nigerian time. Today is Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday, the 21st day of December 2021. There's a lot of stories that are getting attractions and traction from different people with comments being made. Gunmen abduct two Ogun clerics, eat prepared food, demand 15 million naira. 6.3 million customers still omitted despite mass meter deployment. 9 hydropower projects to add 2,672 megawatts to national grid. Lover flees as Rivers female tenant dies. Daughter missing. Other stories you may find of interest. Electoral Act Amendment. Buhari returns bill to National Assembly. Force direct primaries cites insecurity. 20 Nasarawa farmers, headsman killed, 175 container bandits, others arrested. Presidency says, stop antics to divide APC. Tinubu supporters tell Vaughn boss, ASU, order, issue 24-hour deadline to fire me on 3.17 billion naira payment and threatening strike. We don't have resources to meet ASU's demands at once, says federal government. Other stories you'll find of interest as well. IGP orders probe of 22 million naira Bitcoin extortion by police officers. Anambra poll, despite nullification of his candidacy, Uba insists on challenging Soludo's victory. ACF cries out over endless killings in the north. And then Supreme Court nullifies conviction of senior lawyer Joseph Nwabuike. These and many more are part of the stories leading the way. Let's keep talking. Welcome to The Lead.
This is Morning Crossfire.
A great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he's doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D Live.
Let's get back to the lines and take your calls at this time on 0700951000. That's the telephone number. That's 0700951000. Let's go back and hear from you at this time. Good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you, family?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
This is Haben from Gwagwalada.
Good to have you on, Emmanuel. Welcome to the show.
You see, all this killing we are talking about, even this bandit of a team, who is their chairman? Is it not Gumi? Who is Gumi?
How do you know he's their chairman?
Gumi is a friend of, is a friend and associate of Atiku.
Excuse me,
and
please. Hold on. Nope. I wouldn't take that call. You know, you're making spurious claims now. The type that when you're asked to verify, it becomes a problem. People just come up with theory and just want to call the radio station and say all kinds of things. Good morning to you. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Good morning to you.
Hello,
good to have you on. Welcome to the show.
Live news.
Yes, welcome, dear friend.
Comrade.
All right,
good
comrade.
Morning, every listener. I have a limited credit.
Okay, and your radio is on, comrade.
Yes, I've done something about that. Let me see. In 2015, we won Nigerians, but they call us names. The government came in and said that you gave him 5%. We know why. Today, Nigerians are seeing the reason why we did not vote this government into power. Mr. President, I've refused to sign into law what will bring about a better election. Free of rigging. That means they did not meant well for this country. Have you Nigerians seen it? Then the killer's men or bandits have moved to Nasarawa. This is how they are everywhere in the bushes around this country. What is the agenda? What is the agenda?
That's the question he's asking. Let's leave it at that with you. Good morning to you.
Good morning, CVD.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, and you? I'm very well. Thanks for joining.
Yes. Dr. Femidi.
Yes, I'm with you, sir.
Andy Uba is challenging the victory of Peter's Soludo in Anambra State. I don't know what is the problem of politicians. You see, even the debate they had in Awka, Andy Uba, it was very clear, more than 100% clear for him that in 100 times, Soludo will win him. So he should not bother himself stressing and creating division among the people of Anambra State. We can't vote him. We know him very well, and we know the person we vote for. Secondly, Yaya Bello will fix Nigerian security problems. This is a person who has never attempted settling the pension issue. The teachers in Kogi State are suffering. And Yaya Bello will fix Nigeria. Nigeria is a state in Nigeria. He couldn't do anything about their own problem. Even security problem, they had it. And Yaya Bello did not settle anything.
Okay, let's leave it there with you.
Yaya Bello will settle. Please, let us look for credible people. We know the likes of P2B and others.
All right. Thank you for your time.
The highest level, and nobody is talking
thank you
about
them. For your time. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. God bless.
All right. Well, in the Southeast, by the way, just to mention, there's the PDP in Southeast aims at presidency. That's how things lie. Listen to their comments as regards how that will be achieved.
And that's been our, what we're praying for. And it will also reduce the tension in the country, because I'm one of those who said this Obi is a boy, Obi is a boy. It can't Obi be a man. I think it is a time for the Southeast to produce the president of the country. So now that at least our own former Senate president and impersonal have declared his interest, and I'm also aware that our party, if they don't send it, they will throw it open. And every other political party should give Southeast a chance by making sure that their ticket goes to Southeast. You will discover that the chairman knows his honors. He knows what he wants. He has marshaled out what he wants to do, and we agree with him. I will only tell our people to have faith in the party as before. But people will always have faith in the party.
This is Morning Call Fire.
That was the PDP chairman in the Boy States making things known that people have faith in the party, and essentially people still continue to have faith in the party. And yes, quite a number of candidates, somebody from Southeast appeared. The former Senate president has showed interest in running for the role of the president. I keep asking, the more declarations I get to hear about, I keep asking, with the way things are, how do we ensure that we have elections in a safe environment? Okay, Gino from Papa says, good morning from Diana Joyful. INEC presented 305 billion naira to National Assembly for 2023 general elections. To me, it's a waste of resources and misplacement of priority. And finally, Nigeria don't need persons like Ahmed Bola as president of Nigeria. It should go and rest with his age. Onion Chajio from Papi did write that in. From the group calls the military to release the female soldier. The military and other paramilitary agencies don't allow the female officers get married after 3 or 5 years of service. Is it like every of our laws and society against women? The president who came to power through electoral reform may not sign the Electoral Act into law. Integrity, that's the question you're asking. That's according to Ambassador Afam, asking that very question this very morning. All right, interesting one. Amos writes and he says, "Well, return electoral amendments bill citing direct primaries and insecurity is laughable. If insecurity is a ground, would there be election at all? Nigerians, wake up to save your country." That's according to Amos then. All right, well, interesting points of view you've all written in and shared with us. I'll read more of your messages and also take more of your calls as we go on this show. I'd still like to play for you what the INEC chairman said to the Senate about 305 billion naira needed for 2024-2023 general elections. This is Nigeria Info. There's more to come. Stay with me on Morning Crossfire this very morning.
From all of us here, have a merry, merry Christmas. 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Nigeria Info.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D. Amele.
Live on 95.1. With Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja, let's talk.
It's 7:35 a.m. Nigerian time this morning. Thanks for keeping up. This is Morning Crossfire with me, Femi D Live. Okay, there's more to come. The Nigerian National Assembly, or the National Assembly as we easily call them, is set to look into the 2022 budget later today. And the providing reasons why that will be so would have to be one of the senators. Take a listen to this.
Tomorrow or when?
We are going to lay tomorrow for the passage. We are going to submit and consider.
Submit and consider.
We are going to present and consider. We're going to present. And then the presentation will be tomorrow and the consideration will be tomorrow as well. By grace of God.
This is Morning Crossfire.
That tomorrow is today, so we'll see if that follows through, and if they decide to follow through with regards to that, following in much of interest. Now, predicted to an extent, or should I say to a good extent, the governor of Rivers State, Yemi Wike, was speaking at an event where he had earlier predicted that the president would not take up interest in signing the Electoral Amendment Act soon enough. He really was of that inclination. He explained it this way. Take a listen to what he said.
You take this one, I take this one. Do you understand me? Don't worry, people say, hey, we're in charge. It ain't in charge.
Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle.
So they're all struggling. Who becomes this? Who does not become this? We are not talking about the interests of Nigerians. 3 weeks ago, I told Nigerians that there is a conspiracy not to have a free, fair, transparent election in 2023. And that conspiracy was very clear. And I told Nigerians, Mr. President, will not sign the Electoral Act Amendment. Some people were saying, no, the president has promised free and fair, transparent election. And therefore, he was going to sign. I said, Mr. President, I know. This government, I know. This SPV, Special Purpose Vehicle, I know, will not allow Mr. President to sign it. Has it not happened? Has he signed it? And of course, I'm not disappointed, because I know their modus operandi. I know their style. I know their strategy.
We can see everything coming around.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And of course, the praise singers follow through with every line and word they said. After every punchline, or after every major line, you hear the jams and the singing that accompanies that go on in that very speech that he was making. Now, I was following through with the governors in the northwestern parts of Nigeria. The governors, they had a meeting where, not one, not two, a few of them were in the same room, and they were trying or making an attempt to be candid with the truth. When I say making an attempt to be candid with the truth, with regards to insecurity, in the same room, Governor Masari of Katsina State explained to his colleagues what he presumes to be the challenge between security in the northwestern parts parts of the country. Remember, of late, it's been about the fact that it's bandits that were pursued in one state that are going to another as passively accused by some governors. This is quite a lengthy one, but I'm going to play a portion of what he said, then I'll get back to the phone lines, okay? So let me play a portion of what he said, and I'll play it, more of it in the 8 o'clock hour. So here's a little bit of what Governor Massari said in the company of other governors. Take a listen.
And we know the expanse of the land. For us to dominate the land, take over what is ours, it requires one, technology. Two, we can never create numbers because we have the population. Where are the bandits recruited? And what brand are they recruited? All these are issues that are very well known to us. And these are issues which will have the capacity to provide there is determination, there is leadership, there is political will. But this we must do. We have no alternative. We have to conquer our environment in order to survive in it. So for us, it has become a must. Delaying it is what we should not do. We in the Northwestern Governors Forum, together with the governors of Plateau, Nasarawa, and Niger, we are working, even with the federal government, in order to come up with strategies and solutions which we have started implementing some of them. And we believe, with the support of the federal government, we can up the numbers. We can also want to improve the economy. We have an unusual situation. So we need an unusual ways and means to address it. And it's possible. It is possible. And again, on the other hand, we suggested that people should not fold their arms. Because if they are afraid to die, they will follow you where you went. So, like I said, I don't think you can explain that somebody will come and slap you without raising your hand to protect your face. And if it's not your senior, you will return the slap. So why should we allow arms in the hands of our criminals while we, who are not criminals, are able to handle arms? For me, I'm not a minister of police this year. When I said people should defend themselves, the authority said no. Well, it's a government official, as a minister, that you believe in me, how many policemen do you have in Kassana? You don't have office inside of policy in Kassana. We have a population of 8 million. If you divide 3,000 with 8 million, do you mean that one policeman to do 160,000 people to provide security for them? And you say people should not do anything? Shouldn't they be put in the world again and armed forces in the foreign forest? It will swallow them. Without cover. But we need technology. We need to up the numbers. We need to bring the rangers across the border villages and towns. And we need to subsidize our people to stop. It's un-Islamic for you to wait and be killed without doing anything. It's un-Islamic.
This is Morning Crossfire.
I've followed you to play the complete clip in the 8 o'clock hour, but it's really of interest the way things are, and pretty much it's encouraging. Let's have a face of enough is enough. We don't even have enough policemen in Katsina State not to now venture into the idea that we should wait and do nothing, even though he also quickly mentioned that some governors disagree with him on that very move if people should be defending themselves. With what? With what exactly should they be defending themselves? That's the noble question. Remember, Nigerian law doesn't allow citizens to carry arms. You have to have a registered fire in order for you to be able to do anything. But then, this day and age, is it a free for all? Should citizens face off with bandits themselves? Can they even face off with bandits? Do they even stand a chance in the very first place? I mean, these are questions one would want to ask. Is this what it will entail? Not to do anything. Well, wait for it, because I'm going to play a good part of that clip to complete it, and also the reactions of all the governors in the room with regards to his own statement and what they think is the measured solution to such a situation as we have now. 7:44 a.m. it is. Let's take your calls this very morning. This is Morning Crossfire
live on 95.1 with Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.
The numbers remain 0700951000. That's the telephone number. That's 0700951000. If you're with me, I'm with you. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining in.
Good morning.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Work is good. Work is good. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Saint Raphael from Gwagwalada.
All right, Saint Raphael, let's talk.
I want to talk about the comment of Rivers State Governor concerning the electoral bill. What stopped our Mr. President not to improve on what he met on ground as a president? Before the 2011 election, there was no EVC, no voter card. The way good Jonathan came into office, he made sure he campaigned one man, one vote. He made sure that that thing is implemented. And we saw what happened. So they said that every common man has PVC, permanent voter card. What stopped our president not to improve on what he met on ground? And he informed the man of integrity. Is that integrity?
All right, okay, that's an interesting question. Is that a man of integrity? That's how you ended. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Femi D.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is
Jimmy.
Okay, welcome, Jimmy.
I enjoy your show this morning. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes, you see, the president do not sign this, and I know he will not sign it. It's very basic. Our constitution do not allow you to force an association how to do their internal operation. There's no way it is. That direct primaries, even PDP, they are against it. Let's forget what Wike is doing. Just working on people's ignorance to take a shine. I know that they will not sign it. You can't force a whole all parties in Nigeria that this is the way they must go. Therefore, they have a constitutional right to decide how to select their candidate. And I said, look, go and remove this direct primaries.
Hold on for a moment. That's not accurate when you say political parties have a constitutional right. They have their political parties, their own constitution, not Nigerian constitution, to determine how they do that. There's nothing about how a party should choose their candidate in the Nigerian constitution. It's about their own party constitution.
Our constitution gives freedom of association. That freedom association means that you any way you like associate.
Freedom of association was very clear. Yes. If you read the preambles, the sub clauses under freedom of association, you will soon realize that the association it was referring to was movements and the likes of other things. It doesn't talk about the fact that it covers political parties or political gatherings. It doesn't say anything about how they should choose.
When you say freedom of association, and in that association, the way you operate internally, nobody should be able to dictate to you universally. And I stand on it. MPC cannot dictate to you, your little station, how you choose your MD, how you choose your staff, how you choose your board of directors. It cannot dictate.
That's what I'm saying to you. Hold on for a moment, Benga. What I'm saying to you is that the political parties have their own constitution, and that's what they rely on, not the Nigerian constitution. That's the point I'm making to you. Do you understand?
That's what I'm saying. Is that freedom of association that give them the right to form their own constitution.
You cannot force them to say, "Look, this is the way you have to do in your place, your constitution."
Because if you follow through with what you're saying, literally every other person will have formed a political party based on freedom of association. Everybody will have formed their own various political parties. So you see, that would not be accurate to say, you have freedom of association. It means you can also gather and form a political party and essentially say people should vote through that party. So there's a political party constitution is different from what the role of what Nigerian constitution covers and the freedom of association.
I know you agree. What I'm telling you is that each party has the right to determine the way of operation.
I agree with you on that. What I'm saying to you is that the Nigerian constitution doesn't tell how political parties should go on and do their stuff. It just tells, form your political party, do what you want to do, follow your own internal constitution. Okay? That's
the
what it says.
The direct primary into the electoral bill is telling party how to do their operation, which is not right. And by the way, look, you can't do that. Let parties choose their candidates the way they want.
I hope you also realize that political parties in Nigeria, they follow the guidelines provided by INEC before they even form the political parties in the very first place. The Electoral Act and the guide for the elections in Nigeria, what it says in the Electoral Amendment Act and a good part of what it lines up for political parties or what they can do or not do is determined by the Electoral Act. So it's not so much as to say if you want to run an election, this is how you want to do it or don't do it. My point to you is this, Benga, and I just want you to understand it carefully, okay? Just come down, just understand me carefully. I'm not trying to say whether direct or indirect primaries is the way to go for political parties. They have the choice to make. All I'm saying is you cannot start, you cannot determine the mothership based on the constituents in this regard. Why the president has declined to make assent, there are a good number of reasons. I think direct primaries cost more, which is one of his biggest concerns.
Yes, and the concern of everybody. We should be allowed to choose our candidate the way we want it. So Wike knows that. He's just trying to play to gallery by a lot of people something. And also, Masari, what he's saying is that Masari should know if Masari is saying that people should carry arms. Yet, we need to defend ourselves as first line of defense. You can get some vigilante people and give them some level of arm allowed by law to form line of defense, so that bandits cannot just enter a village and people are helpless. There should be some people to defend them to prevent all this carnage happening. I'm in line with him.
Okay.
Let them form an vigilante in their locality and train people on the arms, the laws, allow them to carry and defend themselves.
Benga, thanks for your time this morning. Interesting point of view you do have, as always. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining in.
Doctor.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. This is Adeomi Daniel calling.
Adeomi, welcome.
When I get you, I'm always happy because it's not easy to get from this. Wow. Happy Christmas to all good Nigerians. God will bless this country.
Amen.
Mr. President, you will witness a good Nigerian before you leave this world. Femidi,
yes.
How many people were killed in Nasarawa and Kaduna in the news that you read? You remember last week, complete fuck today, Nasarawa State Governor said, you people that are supporting, not the supporter of President, it's not me, that they will participate when he leave office. You see what happened in Nasarawa now? Is that what the Nasarawa people will use to celebrate the president? On the issue of INEC, 2011, 2015, 2019 election, we spent $444 billion. Now INEC is telling us that we want to spend $305 billion in 2023 election. What happened? And we ask ourselves, three elections, $444 billion. Now, just one general election, $305 billion. But we said is that a lot of corruption is going on under this government. They will say, no, we are like a palliative to this government. Look at everywhere. Mosquito net, $82 billion. National Assembly budget. Now they say they cannot pay us, but they are buying new car for president. That is not going anywhere. Is this one good? And when we talk, you people will say social media regulation,
If you're saying they're buying new car for the president, I'm not privy to that information. I just do know that, yes, quite a number of unnecessary spending is going on, but I do not know if they're buying a new car for the president. Adeomi, thank you for your time.
Is in the budget. Check the budget now. Check it by yourself.
He said they're buying a new car for the president. Have they bought the new car?
Yeah.
Have they bought it?
A lot of your colleagues even complained about it that
you're not listening to me. I'm saying to you that there's quite a number of unnecessary spending, but have they bought a new car for the president? I don't think they have done that yet, okay?
Let me see. Nigeria needs to rise up. If not, I said it. our children will not be happy with us when we leave this world.
Alright, well, rise up. I just believe it's within everything we do, will be done within the democratic means as much as we can. That's the point of interest you do raise. Okay, let's read some messages this very morning as we have them. Janice Ojemba says, Nigeria needs a strong man, not a weak leader. A leader who can take the bull by its horn. A leader who is truly a democrat. An impartial leader. A man who listens to the cry of the people. I'm tired of hearing bandits killing every day. On the issue of Sukuko loan for road construction, permit me to say that contractors handling Abuja Okene are incompetent. The roads constructed have spoiled. National Assembly should use their veto power to override the president on electoral bill. Janus Ojemba from Gogolada did write that in. Okay, that's something of interest as well this very morning. Good morning, FMD. 45 killed in Nasarawa State, while 35 killed in Kaduna. I mean, is Nigeria turning to? Is it a killing field? Does it mean that there's no solution for the killing? Who will save us at this trying time? God help us. Boca Jr. did write that in this very morning as well. Good morning, Nigeria Info Crew. Please, can someone tell me one project that this government has done under President Buhari in the FCT under this current FCT minister? That's your question. All the APC supporters to mention one project that the government has started in FCT and completed. And I think you sent this yesterday. You might have sent this yesterday. All right, stay with me. Let's go for a break. And after the break, there'll be more to talk about right here on Nigeria Info 95.1. Stay with us.
Informative, exciting, and stimulating talk. Nigeria Info, your number one for talk. Let's talk.